1988.
Super Bowl weekend, friends, and it's a final hour of the pre-Super Bowl edition of What's on Your Mind. When you call, make sure you let us know who you think's going to win. The Broncos, we're sort of cheerleading for the Broncos around here today. The Broncos and the commercials, not much in the way of Seahawks fans, but a lot of cheerleaders that would like to see the NFL be no longer tax-exempt. Get that straightened out. Been chatting about that a little bit today as well. And our telephone numbers are 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. Senator Heidi Heitkamp was scheduled to join us last hour. However, because of a flight cancellation last night, had to postpone that till Tuesday. We're up to nearly a dozen calls already with questions, however. I know a lot of you wanted to chat with her today. So if you are still anxious to do that, remember that hotline is answered 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And we appreciate your calls and comments. If you have questions for Senator Heitkamp, get them in now. We'll play them for her Tuesday. She'll join us between 9 and 10 a.m. right here on What's on Your Mind. And that number is 855-200-1776. 855-200-1776. For the next half hour or so, we're going to chat with Eric DeLay. Eric is with EOG and also the chairman of the Task Force on Flaring that presented its report to the North Dakota Industrial Commission on Wednesday to tackle flaring in North Dakota and reduce flaring waste down to 10% over a time frame. So we're going to chat about that here today and certainly welcome any questions or comments you have. Before we do that, Eberle wants to weigh in. Eberle is in Hague. That might be a new one for the
Hague, North Dakota.
Yeah, we're going to put that on the map today, too. Do you have good pie in Hague, Eberle?
Oh, yes, we do. We have a Hague Cafe, and it's a German community, and they're noted for their strudels and cheese buttons. And for pie.
Do you have that, Todd? You got the pen ready to go on Hague? And Hague Cafe. We got it. We're down with it. What's that?
Absolutely right. It's good stuff.
Yeah. You've been there, Todd, huh?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Well, he's a veteran of the Hague Cafe.
Well, I don't know about veteran, but
yeah, been there, done that. All right. It's going on the pie chart, though, the What's on Your Mind pie chart right on the wall right here at the studios of 550 K-Fire. Thank you, Eberle. Who's going to win the Super Bowl?
Pardon?
Who's going to win the Super Bowl?
I would say Seattle.
Now, who's that yelling in the background?
my son, and he says Broncos. So we have relatives out in the Seattle area, and we're rooting for Seattle.
What's your husband's name?
My husband's name is Rodney.
And that's who just yelled that?
No, that was Alan, our son.
Oh, that was your son. Okay, can you put Alan on a moment? Can you put him on a moment?
Alan, you're wanted.
We got to settle this. Just a second here. We'll help you out.
Go Denver Broncos all the way.
Now, Alan, have you not heard the statement that your mom is always right?
Well, I guess that part this time.
Does that apply to football, though, Scott?
I don't know. But you love your mom, but you're gonna vote a little differently here on the Super Bowl pool here today.
Hi, you're right.
All right.
If it goes for the Yankees for the playoffs, I vote for Twins all the way too.
All right, I'm with you on that one for sure. Heck with those Yankees. They've won enough. Thank you, Alan. Thank your mom, and we appreciate the call very much. We have a new pin on the pie chart in Hague, North Dakota, Hague Cafe, and we have our first Seattle Seahawks vote. How about that? All right. Let's talk flaring for a little bit. Eric DeLay is here, chairman of the Flaring Task Force. Eric, thanks for joining us. How are you?
Great. Good morning. How are you? And I'm from Denver, so I think the Broncos by three. I think it's a turnover. One turnover is going to make the difference.
Hey, you know what? I'd love it. Wouldn't it be great if it was a three-point game? That would be that'd be fun for once.
And I'm just glad that Eberle, that she's not my mom, so
that's good. Eric, tell us first a little bit about EOG Resources, always one of the top three in producers and leased land in North Dakota. But maybe for our listeners that aren't familiar with EOG, talk about your footprint in North Dakota oil production.
We're headquartered in Stanley, North Dakota. We have an office there, about 120 people, and our initial discovery is called the Partial Field there near in Montreal County, and we've been operating since Roughly the fourth quarter of 2005, we consider North Dakota, a wonderful state to do business in, and we just really enjoy working in North Dakota.
And give me a little flaring 101. For folks that aren't that familiar, that have been out there, you see the flares, you know that it's natural gas. Explain the coexistence in oil production.
Okay, so if you remember your high school chemistry, so when the oil is 2 miles below the surface of the ground, it is under extreme pressure. So when we drill into that and we drill, 2 miles down, then 2 miles out on the horizontal leg, we get into that reservoir. So once that oil starts moving into the well bore, as it comes up from 2 miles down up to the surface, it depressurizes. And so natural gas, and they call it associated gas, is dissolved in the oil. So as it comes to the surface, that actually comes out of solution. It bubbles out of the oil. And so that's where the natural gas is. And the Bakken oil is extremely natural gas rich. It's a very liquids rich is what we call it. There's a lot of good things in that natural gas that come up. So as the oil well is developed and that oil comes to the surface, you have to do something with that natural gas. So there's a couple of things. During drilling, we use flaring as a safety precaution. So when if you have an oil, a gas bubble move up the well bore while you're drilling, you need to be able to take care of that natural gas and flare it. So you'll send that out to a flare. Also, when you do what's called initial production, you need to be able to take care of the volume of natural gas that comes out. As you open up the well bore after you drill it, you open it up, you let the horizontal leg clear out, and so you let the well flow naturally. So during that time, you can have very high production of oil, and so you need to take care of that natural gas. If there's not a pipeline right there at the wellhead, then you need to be able to flare. Even if there is a pipeline there, you may need to flare just because it's a large volume. And then the third is, flaring that occurs at the gas processing plant. So that natural gas, when it comes out at the wellhead, it's not like the natural gas that comes into your home. There's what's called natural gas liquids there. So those are the heavier propanes and butanes, and those are very wet. So you have to knock those out or process them, and that's where there's a processing plant that the wellhead then delivers to a processing plant where that's taken care of. Processing plant knocks out those liquids and other impurities and then makes the gas that comes into your home or that you use for your barbecue.
How much oil is there compared to how much natural gas is there? What kind of quantity of natural gas is in the Bakken, as an example?
It's quite a bit more. It's called the gas-to-oil ratio, and lots of times it's 13 to 1 ratio. So 13 units of gas, or excuse me, of oil to 1 unit of gas. So it can be very high. The prize is the oil. That's what we're after. The commodity prices are much higher for oil than for natural gas right now. So
the way I've tried to explain this, because some folks see it as very wasteful, which obviously is nobody's ideal situation to have flaring, but to say if you have a savings account, just to put this in dollar terms, because every commodity, whether it's corn or wheat or oil or gas, is a commodity worth something, right? So this is your commodity savings account, and in this case, the oil would be the $1,000 bills, the gas would be the $10 bills, and it takes an investment of some of the $10 bills to ultimately get the $1,000 bills, even though you just assume not spend the 10, you sort of have to. Is that a good analogy?
Yeah, that's a great analogy, actually. No one wants to flare that gas. We do not want to flare that gas. That is for potential revenue. But the reality is the oil production, so producing that well in the oil is what pays for putting in the gas gathering system, the plant processing. So the gas is like you said, it's the $10 bill. We have to spend a few of those, but really the $1,000 bill is what we want ultimately to help pay for, spending a few of those $10 bills.
And what the work of the Task Force on Flaring has done is said, here's what we are putting in place, here's what we're going to do, because some people, believe it or not, talk about slowing down or stopping oil production until the flaring is fixed. So imagine that if you're a royalty owner. That essentially says, we're going to stop taking the $1,000 bills because we don't like the fact that it costs us a few $10 bills. Craziest thing ever, but there's actual talk of that, largely, in my view, because of environmental extremists. But I want your take on that. But you have a proposal that ultimately will reduce that, and I want to walk through that. We have a break coming up, but we'll continue this conversation on the other side of the break with Eric DeLay, chairman of the Task Force on Flaring with EOG Resources. They put their proposal before the Industrial Commission this week. Interestingly enough, Lynn Helms, who is the head of the North Dakota Department of Mineral Resources, thought it wasn't enough. We'll give Eric a chance to respond to that as well. And I want your take at 800-228-0550. This is What's on Your Mind. More coming up.
You talk. We listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
KeepItLocal.com, the Northland's most respected auto shopping website for over 10 years. Whether you're looking to buy or sell a car, truck, SUV, or boat, KeepItLocal.com keeps it simple. With hundreds of dealers and private sellers, our inventory changes daily. We are the source for finding your next auto or power sport item. Remember, KeepItLocal.com. We keep it simple.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
Are you in pain? Worried about the side effects of painkillers? Pain Commander is an all-natural way to relieve pain and support healthy muscles, tendons, and joints. Locally manufactured in North Dakota for people with issues ranging from fibromyalgia to arthritis and even sports injury. Visit our website at pain-commander.com or call 701-331-4416. You do not have to live in pain any longer. Take command of your life. Take command of your pain. Go to pain-commander.com.
Remember when animal activists started impacting farmers and ranchers who raise animals for food in our great state? There was one organization, the North Dakota Farm Bureau, that decided to do something about it. Farm Bureau stood up for our state's farmers and ranchers by initiating a constitutional amendment to safeguard modern farming and ranching practices. The result? North Dakota became the first state to constitutionally protect agriculture practices. And the measure passed with nearly 70% approval from North Dakota voters. It didn't go unnoticed in other states either. Many are now forging ahead with similar plans. Agriculture is an important industry to our state, and the North Dakota Farm Bureau is the voice for agriculture in North Dakota. Farm Bureau is also the voice for limited government, self-reliance, and economic progress that made this country great. Learn more about all the Farm Bureau has to offer at their website, ndfb.org. ndfb.org. Your state, your future, your North Dakota Farm Bureau. Find out more at ndfb.org.
Do you know how much the dollar has lost in its value against other currencies in the last 90 days? Ever think about how inflation will change your life, your savings, your retirement plans? Remember inflation in Zimbabwe, Argentina, the Weimar Republic? Put another way, who cares if your investments go up 10%, but you lose 40% of your purchasing power? Gold is the only monetary asset as no one else's liability. Gold still buys the same amount of stuff it always did. Gold does not require trust in a third party. You can possess it in your hand. You can take it with you. Gold is real money. Gold is honest money. My name is Daniel Larson from Midas Resources. To find out how you can protect your savings and roll over your IRA funds into precious metals accounts, please call me at 800-686-2237, extension 134. That's 800-686-2237, extension 134. 800-686-2237, extension 134.
Do we have the Super Bowl question up on Facebook? I know we have the question about whether it's the normal or not, so they get a tax-exempt status, or that Peyton Manning will have to give up all of his bonus to the state. He's got to have to give it to Chris Christie in New Jersey, for crying out loud, because if he wins the Super Bowl, he gets his big bonus, and then New Jersey will take it all because they'll say he earned the bonus in New Jersey, and they have a ridiculous, onerous tax structure. But those up, just who's going to win, Broncos or Seahawks, and whether I'm normal or not is to be more fired up about the commercials. Even though I want Manning, I do. I don't care. Till the Vikings get back there, I don't care. I don't care. Anyway, we continue now our conversation with our guest, Eric DeLay, who is the chair of the Task Force on Flaring, put a report before the State Industrial Commission this week. Questions for him, welcome at 800-228-0550, 800-228-0550. So we kind of sort of laid out the problem and the scenario. How much flaring do we do now as a result of the oil production? What where are we at right now, and where are we trying to get with this proposal, Eric?
Yeah, currently we capture about 70% of all the gas produced in the state, so that means flaring about 30%. So that's across the entire state. On the Fort Berthold Reservation, flaring is a little bit higher just because it doesn't have as much processing capacity there. So on private and state lands, it's about 27% flaring. And then that's all of the gas production on private and state lands. Then on the Fort Berthold Indian Reservation, it's about 40% of the gas production is flared on the reservation, again, due to there's just not the infrastructure there on the reservation.
And you hear stats about how much many homes this could heat, a million homes or whatever, for what we flare. Again, nobody likes it, but are we catching up? Are we making progress? And, you know, do we get better at this every month?
We are, and we're industry is running as far as we can to get gas gathering pipe in the ground, to get processing plants built and up and running. Just this last November, the Hess Corporation, their Tioga gas plant, went down for a major expansion. We did see a slight uptick in flaring because of that, but that plant will come back on with a significant increase in processing capability at the end of February. So several other midstream companies have announced large processing plants that are going to takes about 2 years, 2.5 years to get a large processing plant built and up and running. And so our target capture goals, as we call them, in reducing the flaring are based on those projects that are in the pipeline now. So those projects that are, that we know about. So since January 2006, we used as kind of our baseline year of when industry, when the Bakken formation, the Bakken play really kicked off. Industry has spent almost $1 billion a year since then in putting in gas gathering and processing plant capability. So in 2014 and 2015 alone, industry is going to invest $2 billion in more gas gathering and processing plant capability and export. So from the processing plant out of the state to market, there's been significant investment as well to get pipeline there. So,
and the task force, the result of what you're suggesting is that there is a plan to get that down to 10% and even at some point 5% from that 30% number. Tell us given that level of investment, that's how what you're presenting is a path to reducing this considerably more than is currently being done, right?
Correct. So what our target capture goals are is we're going to get 8 to 85% capture in 2 years. So basically that would be reducing flaring to 15% from its current 30%. That's in 2 years. And then we say in 6 years we're going to get to 90% capture. And we think 95% capture is very doable, but it's going to take engagement from what we're calling all the stakeholders. And those stakeholders are, the North Dakota Industrial Commission, all the state agencies, the North Dakota Health Department. It's going to take help from the tribe on the reservation, the federal government, the federal agencies on the reservation. And the most important is really going to be the surface owner, the landowner, has to help us there to get pipe across their land. And we understand that private property state like North Dakota, that I don't say that with, very flippantly. That's a very significant piece, is the surface owner to get a gas gathering pipeline across his property is very important to solving the flaring problem.
Lawrence has a question for our guest, Eric DeLay, chair of the Flaring Task Force. Go ahead, Lawrence, with your question.
Yeah, I'm just wondering if there'll be any funds available for communities to get natural gas piped to individual communities that would like to get onto the system. Because they brought in, a few years ago, they brought natural gas out to the ADM plant in Velva. And at that time, MDU had approached the community about running a T and bringing natural gas to Velva. And for whatever reason, it wasn't pursued. But now, you know, with the spike in propane and everything, just wondering if there's any funds out there for community. Because now they're going to run an additional pipeline to ADM, and we're wondering if there's anything available for community to pursue as far as getting help doing something like that.
Yeah, I would say our task force did not study that. That was not part of the flaring reduction issue. What you're really talking about is after the plant processing, those plants sell it to the local utility, and then the local utility is going to have to make the decision to, in your case, MDU or something, run it out to a community. So that's a business decision that we did not look at as part of the task force on flaring. I would say what one of the proposals we did suggest to the state, to the NDIC, was that value-added markets within North Dakota are extremely important to getting to the 95% capture. So those value-added markets could absolutely be bringing natural gas into communities around the state. The other things we talked about are liquid natural gas, compressed natural gas facilities, the petrochemical industry, such as plastics, the fertilizer industry, bringing those types of large projects. And actually, during our briefing, the governor brought up an excellent idea, is that, you know, this last season, there was a lot of grain that was not dried and because of propane shortage and a spike in prices. You know, we have a lot of propane here that we can, if we can get some entrepreneurs to step up to, you know, use that locally in North Dakota. So those value-added markets, it's a great opportunity. And I think getting natural gas into communities is a great opportunity that this flared gas can provide for North Dakotans.
And that's where I said yesterday, boy, if we could spend time on solutions, all the different ideas, how to do, I mean, we just saw propane shortage as an example, and what natural gas can do for manufacturing, a lot of options with that. But again, as you say, the gathering systems, the processing plants have to be put in place, and then they're obviously going to find the market for it. That bodes well for North Dakota. Thanks for the call, Lawrence. Eric, another one waiting. We'll finish this on the other side of the break. On What's On Your Mind. Don't go away.
Listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Save the date, May 31st, the day the USS North Dakota will be commissioned in Connecticut. Here's the chair of the USS North Dakota Committee, Bob Weefald, for more.
We have been given the great honor, the great privilege of having a ship named after our great state. It's the second one that's been named after our state. It's been over 90 years since a ship carried the name of North Dakota. And May 31st, when we get commissioned, it'll be 104 years since the ship has been commissioned with the name of North Dakota. So this is a historic moment for the people of our state. It's something everybody can be proud of, something everybody can be involved in. And the other thing about it, it's also given us a chance to really demonstrate some patriotism, because this nuclear submarine is going to be the latest and greatest attack submarine in the U.S. Navy, in the world, as a matter of fact. And we can be proud it's going to bear our name.
To be a part of this historic event, find out more information at ussnd.com. All gifts are tax deductible. ussnd.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. manufacturers. If you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring. 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The patriots at UtopiaSilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from UtopiaSilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit UtopiaSilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338. 888-213-4338. And talk to the patriots at UtopiaSilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. UtopiaSilver.com.
I think you should take into consideration the prediction made by Eli the Ape in Salt Lake City. He's been right for the last 6 years in a row, and he's picked the Seattle Seahawks. So there you go.
I was not aware Eli the Ape made a prediction. Were you, Ton?
No, and I think that given there's an Eli whose brother is quarterbacking for the Broncos, I think that name would have stood out. So, no, I haven't heard that one.
All right. Appreciate that. Welcome others as well with your predictions here today at 800-228-0550. Mike at Bismarck for our guest Eric DeLay from EOG Resources, who chairs the Flaring Task Force. Go ahead, Mike.
Hey, Scott. Thanks for letting me on the show. This is Mike Rood with the North Dakota Propane Gas Association. I'm just wondering, with all the growth they're talking about in the pipeline process up there and the processing, if there's any serious talk about expanding the ability to produce propane in North Dakota.
Thanks for the question. That was something that, again, the task force did not concentrate. We're really concentrating on reducing flaring, but as I mentioned, the previous caller, the governor actually said that during our briefing last Wednesday, that this is an area that is a great opportunity. So where that makes the most sense is for the processing plants on what we call the back end. So after they process the natural gas is to then be working the propane side, developing the propane. So I think that's a great opportunity. I think absolutely it's something that we're going to continue to look into and talk about with the companies that operate those processing plants.
Be great for the consumer. It's just more good for North Dakota. Mike, nice to hear from you. Appreciate the call. Another important recommendation in this is that there has to be a gas capture plan prior to drilling now, right, where you have a map saying, hey, here's a well, and here's how it can be connected to the gathering system. So, as part of the approval process for oil drilling, you'd have a flaring plan as well, Eric?
Yeah, so let me talk a little bit about how that works. That the gas capture plan is the central component to the regulation and monitoring and reporting for flaring reduction. So right now, my company, when we go drill a well, we would call up a midstream company and say, in 3 months, we're going to be bringing on a new well. So we sign a contract with that midstream company, that processing plant, and they actually lay the pipe into our well location. We just sit back and wait. That we can't do that anymore. So right now, by the state law, allows us to flare that well for a year. So for 365 days, we can flare that well. The midstream company is building pipe into our location. After a year, we have to go into the NDIC and ask for an extension of that flaring, and we have to tell them the process of, so this gas capture plan front end loads, if you will, the gas capture planning that all drilling companies operators do. So what it does is it forces management when we're applying for a permit to drill with the state of North Dakota, we say, well, here's how we're gonna handle the gas. This is actually happening now informally when we put in what's called an APD application for permit to drill with the state. The state is asking us, well, what are you gonna do with your gas? So what it does is formalize that process and at front end loads it so that management now focuses on the gas solution along with drilling the oil well. So, and then the gas capture plan, there's some we actually proposed, which is very difficult to do for industry. We proposed some regulatory penalties up to and including denial of a drilling permit and then even potentially curtailing production. And, you know, I can't overemphasize how hard that is for industry to say that we are going to curtail production to reduce flaring. So, you know, I think it shows how serious we are. But I would say this gas capture plan, get it upfront planning. Once we start doing it, we're already seeing companies do that. Continental Resources, who was testifying also last Wednesday, they're doing this as part of their planning. So companies are starting to do this already, and it's really changing the dynamic of how they approach gas capture.
One of our Facebook commenters said there are two interests that should be concerned about flaring off natural gas, the mineral owner and the mineral buyer. I'm not sure what business it is of anybody else. My guess is that the industry will do everything within their power to capitalize on the available natural gas because it's in their best interest to do so. Is there too much meddling in all this from an industry perspective, in your view, Eric?
I think that's a subjective call, but I would say the comment is exactly correct. This is a private contract between, you know, the drilling, the operator who's developing the mineral and the mineral owner. It's incumbent upon us always to operate in a responsible manner. And I would say the North Dakota Petroleum Council's members, member companies, believe in responsible development. We want to do the right thing. We want to capture that gas stream. It is revenue to our company. So the quicker we can do that, the better. One of the things that we in our study on the task force, we found the longest single item and time delay to connect up the gas is getting that permission or right of way from the surface owner. An average of 180 days, up to 180 days or even longer. My company, in fact, just recently signed a right of way that took us a year and a half to get, and it was for 80 feet. Of right of way. It took us almost a year and a half to get that done, and we just now signed it. And that there were several wells that were producing during that time while we were trying to connect the pipe. That's flaring during that year and a half. We're trying as hard as we can to get that right of way signed with that particular surface owner, but that 80 feet was holding back a lot of, created a lot of flaring. So, the surface owner, the right-of-way permission is extremely important in here.
Sounds good. Appreciate the comment from the listener. I'll let you go after we just deal with the critics here on one front. Let's start with a reasonable critic, and that's North Dakota's top oil regulator, who has said that the proposal is welcome, but he said the plan could be improved. Here's part of his comments.
I was impressed by the amount of work they did and some of the great ideas they came up with, but I don't think that that folks are going to feel that that is quite aggressive enough in terms of flaring number and volume reductions.
All right, and this is, again, Lynn Helms. Keep rolling. He's got a couple other comments here. Let's roll all of his comments, and we'll give Eric a chance to respond. Roll the second one here.
Folks are going to want to see push to get to that 5% number instead of that 10% number much earlier and sooner in that time frame. In my opinion, it's not quite aggressive enough.
All right. Your take on that, Eric?
Yeah, I think industry holds Director Helms in high esteem. He does a fantastic job for the state of North Dakota. And, his comments are well received by us. We look forward to, the proposal was, I think, about a day or 2 days old now. We look forward to his ideas on how we can do that. Our proposal, which was very important to understand this, we did not reduce the number of drill rigs or the production growth in the state of North Dakota. As you all know, since January 2006, the state of North Dakota is now producing almost 1 million barrels a day of oil. We'll probably hit that milestone here this year sometime. And the goal of our task force was not to reduce that, because, again, back to your $1,000 bill analogy and your $10 bill analogy, the prize is the oil. That's the $1,000 bill. The natural gas is the $10 bill. We want to capture that as well. But the oil production pays for the gas gathering. So if we curtail the drilling and the production, that's going to slow down our ability to finance the gas gathering and reduce the flaring. So I would just say in general, I look forward to hearing Director Helms' ideas and solutions on that. We're all ears. We're very open and willing to work with the state on that. So, again, one of our concerns is, you don't want to slow down the oil production, the drilling artificially. So if you do that through regulation, that changes the dynamics. The other thing I would say is, a lot of private investment dollars, the oil production has a ripple effect to the economy of North Dakota. The hotels being built, the housing being built, a lot of that is being driven by the oil production. So if the oil and gas drilling is somehow artificially curtailed, those investment dollars, are very discriminatory. Investment dollars will go where the highest rate of return is, and, it could have other unintended consequences, if you will, throughout, the economy in North Dakota. And that's not a threat, right? It's just a reality of how fungible, that private capital investment moves again to where the markets will really get the best rate of return. So right now that's in North Dakota. The drill rigs are moving forward, and so we're optimistic. Again, Director Helms, we hold him in high esteem. He does a fantastic job for the state, and we'd really look forward to his ideas on it.
I'd also say, and I don't put Lynn in this category, but there are critics out there who would love to see it, slow down oil production for alternative reasons. This is an extreme environmentalist that used the flaring debate to really get to an ulterior motive, which is to stop oil and gas production, which, in addition to the impacts that Eric just laid out, I would tell every taxpayer is going to affect you, because this we're drinking from a fire hose of tax revenue now as a result of energy production. And so if you slow down that, you slow down what's coming into the state's coffers as well, and that's something to keep in mind as well. Eric, very informative interview. Appreciate the work of the Task Force on Flaring. We'll continue to let folks digest it and continue to follow it closely, but appreciate you taking the calls and the comments and schooling us up on the issue today. Thanks a bunch.
Really appreciate it. Thank you for the time, and go Broncos. Beat the
Seahawks. There you go. Go Broncos. Again, going to take on those Seahawks. So a last chance for your vote here, folks, at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Brought to you in part today by the North Dakota Petroleum Council. $30 billion in economic impact and revenue, 60,000 jobs, and energy independence for North America. Go NorthDakotaOilCan.com for more information. We'll continue after this.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Welcome to Soybean Minute with Diana Biedelsbacher.
The annual Best of the Best in Wheat and Soybean Research and Marketing Workshops will be held Wednesday, February 5th at the Alara Center in Grand Forks and Thursday, February 6th at the Courtyard by Marriott in Moorhead. Researchers and extension specialists from North Dakota State University and the University of Minnesota will deliver the most current research information to help producers make better farm management decisions. Hands-on demonstrations will enable producers to get a closer look at important production and marketing tools. Although these sessions are free of charge for farmers, pre-registration is strongly encouraged. CEU credits are also available. For session times and to register, log on to smallgrains.org and click on the Best of the Best link. Smallgrains.org, click on the Best of the Best link.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Hey, truckers, if you're headed for the Bakken, you'll want to check out North Dakota's newest and best truck wash, the North Dakota Truck Wash, Stanley, North Dakota. With freezing temperatures, now's the time to get rid of that heavy and costly mud buildup on your vehicle. They have two heated bays, $3.5 million facility, and you know what? They can take care of Bakken mud. They also have great VIP service, free coffee, free Wi-Fi, relax in front of the big screen TV, take a hot shower. Well, they take care of your truck and get rid of the most extreme mud, dirt, and ice conditions found anywhere in the U.S. with this state-of-the-art facility. Now with all new hours, open 7 days a week, 4 a.m. to midnight. Get a load of this. Get 10% off between 7 p.m. and midnight and 4 a.m. to 7 a.m. Give them a call. They'll guide you in. 701-628-1550. 701-628-1550. You'll find them just south of the Senex off Highway 2, or look for the signs off Highway 8 at 8139 61st Street Northwest in Stanley, North Dakota. The all-new North Dakota Truck Wash. Check out the new facilities, and you'll love the good folks at the North Dakota Truck Wash. They know how to clean Bakken trucks.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $29.95 with free shipping. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
Hi, this is Wayne, and I'd like to leave a question for Heidi Heitkamp. Harry Reid and the Democrats changed the rules of the Senate so it only takes 51 votes to approve a new judge instead of the 60, which is, this rule has been in place for many, many years. I want to know why she thinks that's okay.
All right. There we go. And by the way, we're going to use that question for Senator Heitkamp, who will join us on Tuesday. Appreciate you calling those in advance at 855-200-1776. How about somebody who wanted to weigh in on the Super Bowl that called during the break? Let's roll that one.
Yeah,
next.
This is Dave. In regards to the advertising on the Super Bowl, the NFL refused an ad from the second, from I believe it was the NRA, an ad pertaining to the Second Amendment. And they said they wouldn't play it. Now, they're making a political statement, And if they're doing that, they're not entitled to nonprofit status. And they took in $9 billion last year anyway. Thank you.
Yeah, no kidding. I'm with you on that one all the way. All right, let's see.
You know what else, Scott, that's been going around the Internet is that SodaStream, that, you know, make-your-own-pop thing. There's some ad that was cut for that. That they've refused, and it kind of makes me wonder.
Michelle Obama object because of too much sugar on top?
I'm wondering if there's a Coke Pepsi thing going on. Hey, look, if you let these guys in, then we're going to cut our advertising back, which obviously those pockets are a lot bigger.
Very interesting. All right, so, Kenny and Mandan.
I don't know that, but
yeah, let's we have Irene and Turtle Lake. We're gonna finish because. No, you call Irene. Let's get Irene on the phone here. Irene's down in Turtle Lake. She had a cabin fever idea, and we didn't get a chance to finish with her yesterday. In the meantime, a couple of folks waiting to weigh in. Rob in West Hope, who says there's no hope. Rob, you think there's hope, don't you?
Are you hearing me?
I'm hearing you, sir.
Okay, now we're talking about the beef situation in North Dakota, whatever. 15, 20 years ago, you used to see the advertisements come on, Iowa beef. Well, you know why they had such good beef down in Iowa? Because that's where they butchered North Dakota beef.
Yeah, no kidding. I'm with you, Rob.
Okay.
And there's still hope in West Hope, isn't there?
Yeah, there is. But another thing, too, about the Super Bowl, they're talking on the other station. I had just happened to come off of that an hour or so ago, and they were talking about changing it from Sunday to Saturday. Because I don't think the people that want to celebrate, they can't get as drunk on Sunday because the next day is work.
It's not going to happen, Rob. Not going to happen. Thanks for listening. Kenny Mandan, real quick on country of origin labeling, your take. Got a few seconds for you, Kenny. Go ahead.
Yes, I'm in favor of country of origin labeling, so I'm in favor of a government mandate. I think what I want to point out is we have 16 countries that import beef in a significant amount. So this is a huge thing for the U.S. producer. I mean, to preserve our space on the shelf.
Got it. So you think I'm nuts? You want the government involved? And that was one of the questions today. How about Seahawks or Broncos, Kenny? Who's going to win?
I'm not sure who's going to win on that deal. But here's the deal: we wouldn't want to watch the Super Bowl without having referees, correct?
True. Yeah. So that's your analogy on why the government ought to be involved. I got it, Kenny. Appreciate it. Thank you. Sorry we didn't have more time, but I wanted to get Irene and Turtle Lake in here because Irene called yesterday with a wonderful cabin fever idea, but we didn't get a chance to get all the details. Now, Irene, welcome back. How are you?
I'm in good shape today.
Fantastic. Well, appreciate you calling yesterday. Got a few more minutes for you today than we did yesterday. Tell us about the sleigh rides and the ponies. Where can folks participate? Because you do this every day, is that right?
Yes, I have service ponies, and they need to get out and just have fun once in a while. So every evening when it's good, we hitch them up to the sleighs, and we run around town, and anybody that sees us passing by, where they wave us down, and we give them a ride.
I love that. That's very North Dakota neighborly. And what time do you do this, Irene?
It's usually between 5 and 7 o'clock at night.
All right. So if you're in the neighborhood of Turtle Lake, between 5 and 7, free sleigh rides. And what is a service pony exactly, Irene?
Okay, the ponies belong to Personal Ponies International, and it's an international organization that provides equine experiences and special needs situations. And the way we're dealing with the cabin fever in the swing bed unit of the hospital is Joshua. He's the 44-inch Shetland pony. He puts on tennis shoes. He rides the elevator up to the third floor, and he goes and visits his friend on the swing bed.
I've got to see this. We're talking about a horse with tennis shoes. Todd, have you ever heard of such a thing?
I have not. Holy cow.
No, but we've got to visit. This sounds like either a K-Fire Cafe or a What's on Your Mind road trip in the offing. We've got to do it. And where is Turtle Lake?
Turtle Lake is halfway between Minot and Bismarck. We're just 64 miles north of you.
All right. And you'd have us, Irene?
You betcha. I will have to clear it with the hospital. If you want to go through a visit with us, that would be great. Otherwise, I'll take you for a sleigh ride.
All right. Either way, we're in. We're in. Count us in and appreciate the invite. Thanks so much, okay?
You're welcome.
All right, last off-air call. By the way, I heard the sleigh bells. I love it. Last off-air prediction on the Super Bowl. Who's going to win it?
Yeah, I'm thinking Seattle's going to win because I'm picking Denver because, well, I'm a Viking fan, so obviously I can't pick a winner.
Oh, nice. Give yourself more credit than that. No, I tell you, I think the Broncos have just did by a nose so far over the Seahawks with their votes today, but... a lot of fun.
Nose is a great one. Carl Malden nose, maybe, yeah.
Yeah, there you go. Oh, my gosh. Not a pretty sight. We had so much fun. We'll do it again Monday on What's on Your Mind. Thanks for listening. Remember, comments welcome anytime, 24-7, 855-200-1776. God bless you, folks.
When
bye-bye.
You're traveling the roads, you always need a good night's rest. For a clean, comfortable, affordable room, Expressway Inn & Suites is simply the best. On business or vacation, quick trip or a special occasion, Expressway Inn & Suites is here for you.
Expressway Inn and Suites of Bismarck. Visit expressway hotels.com.
It's time to kick some hash because cigarettes have met their match. Smokers are switching to Vaporit e-liquid by LeSig because when you kick ash, you kick tar and smelly smoke too. LeSig smokes the competition with real people customer service, a 7-day satisfaction guarantee, and same-day fast free shipping. Become a vapor today at LeSig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeSig e-cigarettes. Kick some ash.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
For health and vitality for you, your family, and friends, get the Healthy Start Pack from Youngevity, as recommended by registered pharmacist Ben Fuchs.
If you're a junk food junkie, getting on the Healthy Start Pack is one of the best ways to wean yourself off of processed snack foods and start putting good nutrition in your body. If you have a loved one who's dealing with heart disease or any health challenge, the Healthy Start Pack makes a great gift. If you have a grandparent or a parent in a nursing home, you will be amazed at the difference a once-a-day dose of the Healthy Start Pack will make in your loved one's energy levels, in their memory, in their mood, and in their general outlook on life.
Give the gift of optimal health to your loved ones and order the Healthy Start Pack from Youngevity by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 or on the web at brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com. Order today.